You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It is, and we spoke off the start of the show about these tuna that are showing up, and not just at the front of my place, at the head, right around the bottom end of the state. We're going to see Mallacoota have some. We're going to see South Australia starting to fire up with some beautiful fish. I know Ned McHenry from the Adelaide Crows, Pat, North Bank ambassador.
He's been getting some crackers. Yep.
Yeah, some tuna. So it's really starting to shape up. Now, what we're going to talk about is something you love doing because you're a child with a rod, is casting at these bluefin tuna. It's probably the most common question that I'm getting is, what am I using? What techniques am I using? What pound leader am I using? It's just constant, which is fine because it's fine. It's a good question, but it's a very broad question.
There's never a direct answer, is there? You've got to be changing those techniques around retrieval speed.
Dropping leaders.
It's not a bungee cast that's working every single time. You've got to be willing to, for different people on the boat, to be fishing with different lures.
Yep.
So you give yourself your best chance.
And poppers are a great method as well, Pat. And they're surface. And I don't reckon the sight fishing, there's any more better strike than on a popper from a bluefin. They literally explode the surface to get this popper. So a popper's a great, Paul Worsling and I did a show last year, and I can't remember the exact size of this popper that we used. It was a redhead, mouse brown like myself, and I reckon it was nearly bloody 30 centimetres long, not even joking. And it was only a 20-kilo fish, exploded and hit this popper. We had multiple fish hit it. So have different sizes of poppers. Start with your smaller ones to your bigger ones. Your bungee casts, I think, are a must. There's so many different brands out there that have something similar to this, but the bungee cast, the Bass Day bungee cast, they're 100 mil long. They're 30 grams. The thing that I like about these is you can fire them as far as away from the boat as possible. They're so heavy and they are so slick through the air. You can cast these things literally 60 meters if you get a good rod and reel to match with it. Now, I'm running a 6,000 Stella with, I think it's 40-pound braid on a extractor casting stick bait rod. So it's a fair setup, but it works for you, not against you, the rod, and it's well worth investing in one if you're looking at getting into the stick bait side of things. Now, leader is a big one. What pound leader do I use? Blah, blah, blah. 40 pound is what I'm using majority of the time. If the fish are feeding like mad, I will up that leader because I don't want to lose $30 to $70 to $80 lures by chance. They've got teeth. They're going to bite you off at times, and it's just going to happen. So especially like something small like a bungee cast where they can actually inhale the whole thing so easily that it can get caught in the back of the throat, and then all of a sudden you're messing with a teeth, especially if you hook a 40-kilo fish out here.
Fish, yep.
Now, so start with 40 and adjust from there. That's what I recommend. Now, hooks, I would be changing. Now, this comes to also yourself as a tuna ambassador, but not only that, I believe they work for you rather than against you. Get rid of the trebles. I believe the trebles work actually against you. They work against each other. It's like one hook pulling against the next. Doesn't do a lot for me. I actually prefer to have single. So the bungees, I'm running 2-0 gamma lure hooks. That's what I'm running on them. Make sure you get them the right way, and they will seriously catch you a lot of fish, and your hookup rate will be amazing. But not only that, bloody easy to get out of the fish too.
Yeah,
so you have trebles and pricks of things to get out.
Now, there's nothing but benefits for changing those to your singles.
Yeah. And people say, oh, treble, it's kill, kill, kill. Oh, if you want to kill a fish, I don't think they work any better than I think they actually work against each other. So
yeah.
I'm definitely a single hook guy, and for the release side, like I don't eat a lot of bluefin. If I do, it's minimal, but I give a lot away. But I also release a hell of a lot more than I catch. So it's much more user-friendly for yourself and for the fish when you are trying to release the fish. Mate, you don't want a treble in your hook, in your foot, or in your leg. You don't. You're in surgery getting it cut out. So that's
you're speaking from experience there, aren't you?
I've had a couple of hooks. Going back to the casting side of it again, I said it earlier, let's get upwind. We want to be casting with the wind as much as possible. Position your boat in the right spots and cast, and you're going to catch a lot more fish. But
because you've got your depth off the cast will increase 5 to 10 meters like straight away.
Especially even like a 5 to 10 knot breeze, the amount of wind resistance it actually is on a lure or a popper, it's incredible. And especially a soft plastic. Now that's the next one I was going to throw in there too. Not so much surface, but productive. Casting once again, gonna catch a fish. I'm running 7-inch white Atomic Plazos, and they have caught me so many fish with a 1-ounce jig head. So they're going to work really, really well too. I think they're with a 7-0 hook on the back of them, I'm pretty sure. So that there...
Pressure on the fish is critical at any stage of fishing, but especially critical when you're fishing with a soft plastic with that single hook.
Yeah, they pull the other way if you let anything.
Yeah.
100%. Same, 100%. So that there's a little review on sort of what you're going to need to go get them. It's give a few techniques in there. Now, I just want to say one more thing is when you're using these surface poppers or lures, I can't give you the exact method for every lure out there. It's too hard to do. I can't do it. Work out, speak to people that are using that lure and work out what's best. For me, a bungee is a method of actually using your wrist flicking down at the same time as winding quite quick, and it sort of pulls the lure as well as winding. So work out what you're using, whether it's a popper or if it's a stick bait or a big stick bait. Work out its best way. It's going to work across the surface, and you're going to catch plenty more fish. I hope that helps when you get out on the water on these tuna soon.
That's Red's review for Club Marine.
That was Red's review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.